8111 Gulf. This is 78 Tango Sierra. How would you like to drop into Grand Canyon Airport? We were flying Calgary, Phoenix. He, Phoenix, Sun Valley. A friend had just lost an engine. He needed to land and wanted a ride to Phoenix. I didn't know the runway, but I followed him in. It's not a very long runway, and at the end are some pretty big trees. I was low and slow in the old twin commander, the one with the geared engines. The ones you always had to handle, oh so gentle, like your throttles were a handful of eggs. So I played the game and brought in the power easy. Too slow, and you eat the trees. Too fast, and you eat the pistons and the trees. It was a mighty pretty runway when you were standing on the ground. On the way back from Phoenix, it was late afternoon and we were lured by the siren beauty of the Grand Canyon. Right turn diversion, west to east as slow as we could go, just below the rim the whole length of it, watching the magic colors as the sun behind us lit up the canyon walls. Almost out of fuel, we finally pulled ourselves away and turned north to find a runway. The wind was from the west, and we had to land into the blinding light of the sun just before it went down. It was as if it had turned on us, this light that had made us feel so alive, although we had really turned on it, and was about to kill us now, because we didn't have enough fuel to go around, and we had to face it straight on. With two pilot passengers looking out the side windows, calling out heights and directions, and a little luck, we got down, and we felt good again. Very good. Always the turnings, always the changing, always the other side of the coin. So many times in that part of my life, seemed that the beauty and the pleasure were but a thin membrane away from the fear and the danger.